Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Nashville police have confirmed the shooter in yesterday's school massacre had legally purchased 7 firearms, but hid those guns from their parents. Metro Police Chief John Drake.
They felt that she had one weapon and that she sold it. She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder.
Investigators say the shooter also didn't target specific victims, but had mapped out the school and left behind manifestos ahead of the attack. A motive is also unclear. The shooter killed 6 people, including 3 children. They were later killed by police. President Biden hit the road today and doubled down on his call for an assault weapons ban.
I'm Stephen Portnoy.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets and at our schools?
Before a speech on his budget plan in Durham, North Carolina, President Biden again called on Congress to pass a ban on semi-automatic weapons, the kind of ban he first drafted in the 1990s. Opponents have stood in the way since the last ban expired in 2004.
This should not be a partisan issue. It's a common sense issue. We have to act now. People say, why do I keep saying this if it's not happening? Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping.
A Senate chaplain also urged lawmakers today to move past thoughts and prayers. The high-profile subject of a popular podcast called Serial will have to fight his murder charges all over again.
Adnan Syed served 23 years in prison before his conviction was vacated at a hearing last year. The court ruled that the family of the murder victim was not given enough notice to attend the hearing, so a new hearing has been ordered. Technically, that reinstates Syed's murder conviction, but he will not be taken into custody. The new hearing is expected to essentially be a redo and this time properly vacate the conviction.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman reporting. About 40 people were killed in a fire last night inside of an immigration detention center in northern Mexico. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador spoke through an interpreter, saying the fire may have been set on purpose.
Como protesta en la puerta del albergue.
They put mattresses in the door of the shelter and set them on fire as a protest and did not imagine that it would cause this terrible tragedy.
Most of those migrants were from Central and South America. Protests in France continued today over new pension reforms, and they've now shut down big tourist attractions, including the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre Museum. About 13,000 police officers have been deployed in Paris alone to control any violence. Demonstrators there have been lighting fireworks, setting trash cans on fire, and even throwing all kinds of projectiles at police. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Nair. Here's what you need to know. News 18 reporting Judge Janet Protasiewicz and former Justice Dan Kelly spoke at the Labor Temple in Eau Claire last night. The candidates making a final push before Election Day next Tuesday. Tune into Civic Media stations for live election night coverage starting at 7 p.m. on April 4th. Frustrated property owners in central Wisconsin trying to get some clear answers from a wind turbine company. Last night, residents in Clark County confronted wind energy company RWE, trying to find out how their land and rights will be affected if they sign contracts to install wind turbines on their property. RWE refused to attend a meeting arranged by Farmland First, an activist group trying to inform people what's involved in the complicated contracts the wind energy companies are proposing. Instead, they held their own open house. Some concerns include potential health risks, noise issues, and a decrease in property values. I'm Jane Matt-Nair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at... Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1... Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic. I'm so excited. I can barely say your name. It is a Badger Final Four Tuesday edition. And oh, yeah, 1 week to Election Day.
Happy Tuesday, Crudy Evan, working hard on the board. Thank you, sir, our fair audience. Yes, very important. 1 week from today, the state of Wisconsin gets to choose a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. I say vote for Janet.
I do as well. We're unanimous in that regard.
Yeah, all right.
And I also would wonder, Dom, as you can see, those that can see me visually, can see I wear the colors. I'm wearing the red. I got my Badger hat on. I got a bright red. It's not exactly a cardinal red sweater, but it's been washed a few times.
Lots of red, man.
That's why it's snug around the middle. White must have shrunk it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's from the washing and drying too many times. That's what it is.
You never wear the colors, Dom. The only color I ever see you wear is like black to match your disposition.
I got red, white, blue, and black on right now.
WAUK t-shirt. Yeah, Dom, wearing the colors. I'm actually impressed.
See? Yeah. And it's not even snug around the belly, Crudy. And I've washed it a few times.
Well, let my wife wash it a few times. It'll get snug around the belly.
Yeah, all right.
She's got to wash those things in cold. That must be it. It must be it. You know who the Badgers are playing tonight?
I do not. The NIT, though, which is
the Final Four. NIT Final Four. Did you have the Badgers going this far in your NIT Final Four bracket?
I did not fill up my NIT Final Four, unfortunately.
You know no one in America picked the NCAA Final Four. I mean, that thing was wrecked. Florida Atlantic. I mean, the players on Florida Atlantic don't have Florida Atlantic going to the Final Four in their own brackets. But anyways, I'm quite excited because my team, the Badgers, my beloved Badgers, I wear the colors. They continue, Dom, and they play the North Texas, the Mean Green. Sort of a Grinchy color they've chosen. The Mean Green.
All right, well, it's looking good for the Badgers then.
And you know where they're playing that game, of course, Dom. Vegas, baby!
Oh, yeah!
The NIT in Vegas used to be in Madison Square Gardens. I don't know if this is an upgrade, but they're playing the NIT Final Four in Vegas. If they win today, we're effectively the Badger pregame show in many of these network stations because we play the Badgers, and they're going to tip off at 6 immediately after the Devil's Advocates. And you can listen on WFHR, WRCE in Richland Center, and Lake Air up in Amory on 1260 AM. But if you're looking for it on the stream, I would recommend, and I understand we have the right to stream the NIT Final Four game, Dom. We'll be streaming that. Find it at WFHR. Listen to your NIT Final Four only on the Civic Media app, like all the real fans do, Dom.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, you know, have you ever... I see you're wearing a radio-specific T-shirt related to Waukesha, as mentioned. But do you ever wear, like, the colors for anything? Do you ever sell... Do you love anything so much that you get the T-shirt?
I mean, yes. I have lots of concert T-shirts. And
yeah,
most
Slipknot.
Of them yeah, I mean, I have a Packers jersey I wear, but I haven't been to a game in a while. You know, I got some Bucks gear I wear once in a while. So
have
yeah,
you been to
I
mean, a Bucks game? A little this bit. Year?
I got a Lions shirt. You know, 1957. Don't Stop Believing. And there were world champions before the Super Bowl. So yeah, I got some colors.
You know, I got a guy I'm a fan of, Batman. He'll be joining us about 4:30 in the Solidarity Realty Studios here, WMDX in Madison. Batman at 4:30, but Dom, since you really don't have any good wearing the color stories, I think I'll move on to the politicking.
All right, let's do that.
Let's do that. Janet Protasiewicz, there are some troubling headlines in the daily paper today, the paper of record, Molly Beck, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I am troubled in this regard. Janet Protasiewicz is considering recusing herself from some very specific cases. Don't do that. I'm not voting for you, so you recuse.
Oh, we're voting for you so you can be on the court in those very specific cases.
Well, we'd like to see her join for all of the cases. She has already stated what she would recuse if it was the Democratic Party coming before the court as a litigant. I think that might be a future limitation. At some point, that's going to burn our asses. A 3-3 is still not a successful ruling. Without the swing seat, without the fourth vote. So anyways, here's what she says. If elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz said she would consider recusing herself from cases involving Wisconsin's law known as Act 10. Don't do that. No one's asking you to recuse. Just because some dumb reporter, journalist type asked a question, she's considering recusing and cases of Act 10 that limited collective bargaining abilities for most public employees because of her participation in protest against the measure.
That's a terrible reason to not be involved in a case.
Are you okaying Dan Kelly's Stop the Steal activities? His tour, if you will.
I mean, he did it, man. And let's just face reality of where we are these days. I don't think Dan Kelly's recusing from squat. In fact, he did recuse and then unrecused, if that's a thing.
Well, it was for the benefit of a donor, Dom.
Well, that's all the reason you need.
Protasiewicz told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board last week her opposition to the law, including participating in the protest in 2011 and signing a recall petition of then-Republican Gubernator Scotty Walker, might result in a recusal if she's elected to the court. Here's her quote, Tom. I'd have to think about it. Given the fact that I marched, given the fact that I signed the recall petition, would I recuse myself? Maybe, but I don't know for sure. That seems like sort of a coy answer. No way. Don't recuse, Janet.
Well, it's fair enough if she has not determined whether or not she would or would not. I mean, I don't think you go into this and determine ahead of time all the different cases and scenarios in which you would recuse yourself. So, I mean, she didn't say yes, she didn't say no. But if your justification for a recusal on any case is because you went out and protested a particular side of the issue, I mean, that's First Amendment stuff, man. I don't know about that.
More from the reporting of Molly Beck. Protasiewicz also said she believes the law is unconstitutional and agreed with a dissenting opinion written in 2014 by liberal justice Anne Walsh Bradley in a decision that upheld Walker's signature legislation. Bradley wrote in the dissent that the majority opinion diluted public workers' constitutional right to freedom of association. That's right up there at the top of the U.S. Constitution, isn't it? Like number one, mm-hmm. Dom. The majority has opened the door for the state to withhold benefits and punish individuals based on their membership in a disfavored group, Bradley wrote. Act 10 has also violated the constitutional right of local governments to rule their own affairs by prohibiting the city of Milwaukee for paying its worker share of their pension contributions, Bradley wrote. Protasewicz said, I agree with the dissent in that case during an extensive interview with the Journal Sentinel, Dom.
Crudy, the 2014 decision upholding Act 10 was 5-2 with former conservative judge Justice Michael Gableman
corrupted
writing the lead opinion, corrupted, which found that collective bargaining over a contract with an employer is not a fundamental right for public employees under the Constitution. Instead, it's a benefit that lawmakers can extend or restrict as they see fit, he said. No matter the limitations or burdens, quote unquote, a legislative enactment places on the collective bargaining process, collective bargaining remains a creation of legislative grace and not constitutional obligation.
Legislative grace. What did Robin Voss say about corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who apparently wrote the majority opinion, an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, after he paid him, what, over $1 million, and we're in $2.5 million into this
liked
whole
him
fiasco.
Just fine when he wrote this opinion, though, didn't you, Robin?
Yeah. He goes on to write, this is now what, Gableman, the First Amendment cannot be used as a vehicle to expand the parameters of a benefit that does not itself protect, Gableman wrote. Molly Beck now writes, conservatives say they believe a legal challenge to Act 10 could make its way to the Supreme Court if Protasewicz is elected and liberal justices take a 4-3 majority on the court. Protasewicz faces Dan Kelly, a former Supreme Court justice appointed by Walker in the April 4th election. Folks, that's 1 week from today. Kelly wrote in a September 2012 blog post saying that Act 10 had saved the state from budgetary woes. He dismissed the merits of one of the legal challenges to the law, writing there was no rational relationship between the law and the reasons given for deeming it unconstitutional. Kelly canceled a scheduled meeting last week with the Journal Sentinel editorial board ahead of the spring election. Spokesman for Kelly did not immediately say whether Kelly plans to reschedule the meeting.
Tom, he apparently was busy making his Willie Horton-style social media ad to cast mud at Protasewicz, you know, like they did at Dukakis once upon a time.
Very busy. Very creative staff to have, you know, copying one of the most infamous ads ever created in politics. Way to dig deep, folks.
Tom, any reason that you think that Janet Protasewicz should recuse? I mean, really, just stepping out of the partisanship for a moment, because...
Well, no, I mean, look at this case. I mean, we have Protasewicz, and she has her opinion, which she's now, she signed a recall, and she, you know, protested against it. Then we also have Kelly on the other side, who says that, you know, this is great, and it saved us from budgetary woes. So is he going to recuse himself?
No.
No. Man, everyone's not. Got an opinion. You can exercise your First Amendment right. You know, it's about matters of the law, and if she had a problem with it, she has every right to express herself as much as Dan Kelly has to express himself.
How about when there is a large, substantial financial contribution from a litigant before the court to one of the justices on the court?
Well, so long as this, you know, at least a year ago, then it's all fine.
That's the Prosser precedent. The Prosser precedent.
Right.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Been setting a precedent around here for going on 12 years. Nothing but the greatest radio shows ever. We're your pregame right up until the Badger Final Four tip-off against the North Texas Mean Green. Go Bucky. Come back. More Devils Advocates. I got a great story from last night. You're going to want to hear it.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make health care decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 26, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Sunny skies and calm. Clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 18. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Ass, grass, or cash? Nobody rides for free. Dom and Crute are the devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part, offer your opinion at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we pulled that get back out of the archives, that ass, grass, or cash, because it goes with a little story I got from last night. First and foremost, want to thank Charlie Behrens and Mike Wagner from UW-Madison. Charlie Behrens did a live taping of the Cripescast, but before he did, he laid down some pretty funny stuff, man. He did a little stand-up, probably 25, 30 minutes worth of stand-up. They did a podcast. Room was full. Want to thank the fine folks, especially the Paris family, that run the Comedy Club on State, Anna, Eve, and Gus. They were gracious. They packed the house. They managed it very, very well. I think a great time had by all, except for one unfortunate listener of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
What?
I know. I was feeling awfully bad about 8:30 last night. And Charlie took the stage officially at about 8 o'clock and did his little stand-up. And that was the fun part. And you can hear the Cripescast. That was also fun, but that was a little more political, talking about the Supreme Court election. Next Tuesday, it'll play out across the Civic Media Network, noon on Saturday, and a replay on Sunday. So if you missed it, you can hear it. But Rico from Rock County, our buddy, he won some tickets. Why? Because he said the most Wisconsin thing ever was the jump around. And it's so obvious, like, oh yeah. So I gave Rico a pair of tickets, VIP up in the front. And he and Mrs. Rico, very nice lady, Amy, I believe her name, they came down, drove up more accurately, drove north from Janesville, a little closer to the legal marijuana state down south, if you know what I mean, Dom. But I meet them in the bar last night. I'm hiding out in the bar. I don't actually have tickets for myself. I'm enjoying the show from the back of the room and, you know, then sneaking back in the bar with a couple of our engineers. And I meet Rico and Mrs. Rico, and they got a sad story to tell, Dom. They drove up from Janesville. They were on Regent Street in Madison, getting near where the venue was, hit a big honking pothole, and popped two tires.
Oh, no!
Two tires. They get out of the car. They leave their car parked at one of the local hospitals, hump it over to Comedy on State just in time to see Charlie take the stage. So they see the little stand-up portion. But now Rico is feeling a little angst, because Rico's got to go deal with two flat tires, right? And he's not even in his hometown. He's got to call the kids or somebody to come get him. And so anyways, I hear this story from Rico.
Oh, man.
And there was a confluence of strange things that happened last night. One, Crudy was drinking doubles in the bar. Two.
That's not strange.
Well, but I didn't want to drive home. You know what I mean? Like, I knew better.
Right. Yeah.
Three, I didn't really want to leave my truck in the ramp last night downtown. So I flipped Rico the keys and said, take her home, Rico. And I got to tell you, Rico, very, very gracious, very thankful, and obviously I saved his good time. You know, date night with the missus. They texted me last night, got home safe, your baby's okay. I'm like, that's a lease. I don't even care about that one.
Right.
So Rico brings it back today. And I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed.
Why?
It was full of gas. Ass grass or cash, Rico. Nobody rides for free.
So wasn't the ass, wasn't the grass. It was the gas.
Yeah, very gracious man. Filled up the tank for me. So thank you. Glad I could be there. It was just, and the fact that my wife was out of town, because there's no way Mrs. Crudy was going for me flipping the car keys to somebody else. I would have had to restrain myself, maybe be a little more moderate in my drinking. And also, William Walters, one of the fine fill-in hosts here, perhaps a bigger role coming soon for him. Thanks for the ride home, man. Save me the Uber fare.
Come on, man. You can't take an Uber or a Lyft or something?
Well, he doesn't drink. So, you know, I had a sober driver. I took advantage of it. Gus was going to make one of his daughters drive me home. I'm like, no, Gus, no. I'll call Union Cab. I'll figure it out. I'll get a bus. So anyways, I had a great time at the Charlie Barron show, and I did have a chance to speak with Charlie after the show, very, very briefly, because I understand, you know, showbiz, the entertainers, damn, after you're done with the show, you're a little spent. No one wants to deal with the fans for too long. See, I'm being a smartass here. I love the fans.
Is that it?
But you got to think, Charlie has a few more fans than maybe yours truly or Dom does.
So. I mean, maybe.
It's close.
Crudy, not my understanding, not a very political guy, Charlie, at least typically, publicly. No. How did that come off last night?
The only encouragement that I heard from Charlie that was political, quote-unquote, was the encouragement to vote on April 4th, regardless of whom one may choose to vote for. I would tell you Janet Protasiewicz is the correct answer, but that was not the encouragement of Charlie Barron's last night. Charlie just wanted you to know in that room, a lot of college kids, and that was the point. The college kids got the cheap seats, and a lot of them, like 250 college kids in the room, probably like 50 stepdads, sorts like yours truly, you know, those of us that paid a higher price for tickets, let's say.
Right. And how about the professor? Any particular leanings or takeaways?
Well, he and I had a little chat after the thing. I just told him I thought it was a good interview. I, from offstage, from the bar, was monitoring how much beer he had left in his glass. And when he got below a certain point as a good Wisconsinite, and I felt like I was part of the hosting of the big extravaganza, you know, Civic Media presents Charlie Barron's. So I told the wait staff, hey, round on me. Let's get it out to the boys. So Charlie got his Miller Lite, and his guest got something in a glass, a pale ale-ish kind of beer. But I didn't let him dry up on stage, man. No one wants
that's good, man.
The talent to run out of lubricants.
When you're talking.
We never do.
No.
Although I use the green rocket fuel, I got a whole different thing. Your favorite is tequila, isn't it?
Yeah, come the happy hour. Absolutely.
A little pregame show. Don't forget Batters Final Four. Your phone calls and a fine guest, Matt Rothschild, Batman, in studio, right here with me, coming up. I'll offer him a beer or a soda or some tequila.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's pushing Congress again to pass an assault weapons ban following the school shooting in Nashville.
I again call on Congress to pass the assault weapons ban. Pass it. This should not be a partisan issue. It's a common sense issue.
Six people were killed at the school, including three kids. Border officials say they're ready to quickly process and admit victims of a fire near the southern border where 39 migrants were killed. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
It was a fire at a dormitory at a Mexican immigration detention center near the U.S. border. Many were from Central and South America.
And people are just starting to pick up pieces of their lives destroyed by an EF4 tornado in Mississippi. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Jeremy Grayson was out getting food when the twister tore through his block.
I was expecting to see a house. I couldn't see nothing.
But Grayson says the community will still rebuild.
Community is still here. It's just the material things that are gone.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Microsoft is poised to develop a billion-dollar facility on the Foxconn site in Mount Pleasant. The announcement came last night. Foxconn had been trying for about a year to attract a company to the site. Officials aren't saying how many jobs Microsoft might create. The village board will vote on the proposal Thursday, and the Racine County board will take it up in April. The owners of a factory farm in Kewaunee are agreeing to pay the state of Wisconsin $215,000 to settle pollution allegations. Kennard Farms is accused of improperly spreading manure in Kewaunee and Door counties, along with some other infractions. The Kennard operation includes 16 industrial farms with about 8,000 cows. The company says a settlement is better than a long and expensive court fight. In sports, the Badgers play North Texas in the NIT semifinals tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiroRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Final Four NIT Tuesday edition. Badgers playing at 6. Got a fine guest with me here in the studios. He is Matt Rothschild. He's Batman from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, executive director thereof. Matt, welcome back. Thanks for answering a late bat call.
I was going to say, hey, that's cutting it close, but I got my car and jumped down here in the Batmobile.
When I called Matt today, Tom, I said, here's... I know that you, unlike some, will not be insulted by the lateness of the ask, but sure glad you answered. Matt, 1 week from the election day, a lot of jing flowing through the state of Wisconsin. I don't know, have you seen any of the political ads, Matt?
Just a crazy, obscene amount of money in this race, shattering all sorts of records. The old record here in Wisconsin for a Wisconsin Supreme Court race was $10 million. Right now, we're at about... $40 million.
Oh, my God.
the old record.
The most expensive judicial race in the nation's history.
Yeah, not only in Wisconsin history, but in U.S. history. The record in U.S. history was $15 million in a race in Illinois back about 15 years ago. But this time around, we're shattered. The noise you hear is all those records being shattered. And it's crazy. The outside money has been insane. The former record here in Wisconsin for outside money, that's money coming from outside groups, not going directly to the candidate himself or herself, that record used to be $5 million. By our calculation at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, right now, as of yesterday, when my counters stopped counting at our staff, there's been $22.5 million versus the $5 million. That's more than four times the old record in outside money, too. I think a lot of people, including myself, and I bet a whole bunch of your listeners, are just disgusted by all the mud that's been splattering on their screens. Every time you open a screen, a TV screen, a phone, you know, a computer, you see these hideous ads. And I just think we got to do something about all this money.
Come on, I kind of like the Dirty Dan one I've been hearing on the radio lately. At least I know it comes attached with the paycheck. Matt, we've been cashing those checks from both sides of the aisle. I believe probably all our brethren in media, they do as well. They don't think too hard. They just cash the checks. Have you seen any truly despicable ads in this cycle? I mean, I saw some awful ones during the senatorial midterms. In this cycle, it doesn't seemingly... They haven't devolved quite that bad, but maybe it's just a matter of perception.
Well, it is a field day for anyone who's cashing the checks in media, for sure. But the ads have been really ugly, though, and sometimes you don't even know who the candidate is, whether that's Kelly or Protasiewicz, if you're looking with your eyes closed and just hearing it, or vice versa, if you're just seeing the images, because several of them are just mirror images of the other. This candidate is soft on, you know, someone who's committing a horrible sex crime. And it's just really, I mean, is that what it's coming down to?
I know you are, but what am I?
It is kind of playground. It's unfortunate. I do think that Judge Janet ran a bad ad when she accused Kelly, when he was private practice, of who he was representing. I mean, this isn't one ideological thing that he loves to represent sex offenders. He was just being a lawyer in that one. It's a different thing when he's out, you know, on his Gableman, campaign stops around the state saying ridiculous
things. Don't call it a tour, please.
It wasn't a tour. That's not a tour.
So, Kelly should be hammered for that, and I'm glad he is being hammered for that. But I just can't stand the ads by Kelly and by the misnamed Fair Courts America, which is Richard Edline's group, about Judge Janet's record on a couple of cases where she didn't throw the book at the defendant, and who knows why. And similarly, I think Judge Janet's ads attacking Kelly for the same thing are pretty objectionable. So I've been happy with the quality of the ads. They're not as blatantly racist as the Eline funded ads against Mandela Barnes during the election last fall, maybe, but they're not, you know, they're not pretty little things for our democracy to watch.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, always a pleasure to talk to money and politics with you. The Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck and Daniel Bice teamed up today. Their title, Billionaires, George Soros, J.B. Pritzker, and Uline's pour millions into Wisconsin Supreme Court race in final weeks. Knew of the Soros, knew of the Uline's, but Pritzker was an interesting one to me, the governor of Illinois. Matt, do you have any numbers on what he's doing?
I think he gave $1 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Not sure about that, but he's given seven figures to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin before. And so I do think, you know, let's see if the shoe is on the other foot. There's a right-wing Republican governor of Nebraska, for instance, who's giving $1 million to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I don't think we'd be happy. Actually, the wife of the former Republican governor of Nebraska was giving $1 million to the Republican Party of Wisconsin a few years back. You know, why is a governor of Illinois telling us who here in Wisconsin we should have on the Supreme Court? Or why is the wife of the governor of Nebraska telling us, you know, who should be governor of Wisconsin? I think we got to do something about this outside money on both sides. I mean, why
Let's talk about Yeah, let's go there for a moment. Now, what are the limits right now individually that an individual can give to a campaign, and what are the limits a individual can give to a political party, and how has that changed over the last several election cycles, Matt?
Well, it changed in 2015 when the Republicans and Scott Walker changed our campaign finance law, and it's kind of biting them in the backside right now because Ben Wickler's playing their game better than they are. What they did was they changed the amount that individuals could give directly to the political candidate for Supreme Court from $10,000, which I thought was already ridiculously high, to $20,000. And even more than that, they totally tore down the ceiling on what a rich person could give to the political parties. There used to be a de facto $10,000 limit on what you could give to the political parties. So if you gave Scott Walker $10,000, his campaign committee, you couldn't give a dime to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Right now, the sky's the limit on how much you can give to political parties. And it makes a joke of the limit that the state of Wisconsin was imposing on individuals for fear of corruption, that amount being $20,000. Well, people can give $20,000 to the Democratic Party of to the candidate, $20,000 to Judge Janet. Give $2 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin that can then turn around and give that money to Judge Janet's campaign. Or similarly to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. You can give $20,000 to Dan Kelly if you're Richard Eline, and then you can turn around and, you know, give as much money as you want to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, or spend $5 million on your Fair Courts America, or however much money you spend.
It's going to be more than $5 million, Matt.
When the end of the day, we count all the dollars, it will be. But yeah, Richard Eline, you know, this rich guy who runs the Uline Corporation, who lives in Lake Forest, Illinois, of all places, is just spending ridiculous amounts of money here. And it's allowable because changes made in the Wisconsin campaign finance law and also U.S. Supreme Court decisions in Citizens United and a couple other ones related to it.
Now, hang on, Matt, if I might jump in here briefly, Curtis, and let you go. The reason initially for these kinds of limitations and the transparency is to what? To ward off corruption, right? That kind of thing.
Exactly.
But doesn't it seem to be that if you are allowing people to give an unlimited amount to the political party, and then the political party has no restrictions on itself on how they can give the money, you can launder the money to the political party and ends up with the end result with the candidate anyway? Is a person's name tracked all along with that, or has that become anonymous at some point?
No, you can track it. You can see who the biggest donors to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin were. And actually, I just asked my staff to do that this afternoon because I want to see who's giving all that money to the Democratic Party. And it does raise the question of corruption on both sides. You know, these big donors are going to be able to come knocking for favors, possibly from the justices themselves. And is that what we really want? That not only are our voices being dropped, drowned out by this big money, but the invitation for corruption is right there embossed on the letterhead, practically.
Laundered, such a dirty term. I prefer sanitized. It's sanitized through the parties. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Got Batman, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Well, Matt, I have to ask, what about recusal policy? Janet Protasiewicz has implied or stated she would recuse if the Democratic Party was a litigant before the court. Of course, she's running for a Supreme Court seat because they are, quote-unquote, grandiose donors to her.
And they are, like $9 million in the last spending period. She's right to say she'll recuse herself if there's a case brought by the Democratic Party.
But you can't make her. Can't make Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly takes the opposite tack. Well, I'll decide case by case. But that's effectively him saying, I'm not going to recuse. And no one could make Protasiewicz recuse. The ethics of the Supreme Court is sort of a self-governing body, is it not, Matt? And if you got the votes, and if it's, you know, effectively Protasiewicz going before the court with the same allegations against her that Gabelman had when he won an election by smearing Louis Butler through campaign ads back in 2008, well, it was a 3-3 court, and send it back. Nothing happened.
Well, you know,
didn't even get a slap on the wrist, Matt.
I mean, just because they're sleazy doesn't mean people on our side should be sleazy. And there needs to be a tighter recusal rule at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Right now, the recusal rule is essentially no rule at all. Our friends at the League of Women Voters had asked for a tighter recusal rule. 54 retired judges had asked for a tighter recusal rule. Who wrote the recusal rule for the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
And they are huge donors. Both those organizations, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the big Republican conduit. Of course, we still have a manufacturing and ag tax credit that has blown the budget year after year, is purely for the benefit of the richest Wisconsinites, and gives a tax benefit to manufacturers, 0.4%. How do I get that sweet deal, man? I'm manufacturing the greatest radio show ever right now.
Well, you know how they got it. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has now spent $35 million since 2010 in expenditures to try to elect Republican lawmakers, Republican governor, and conservatives on the Wisconsin Supreme
Good
Court.
Good investment.
It's got a huge payoff for its members, no doubt.
Let's talk about federal races. If a guy was running for president, let's say, isn't there a cap on donations to my campaign? If I'm running for president, if I'm Nikki Haley, isn't it $2,700 in the primary and $2,700 in the general, total cap of $5,400 in contributions? And setting aside the corruptness of giving the money directly to the party and letting them sanitize it back to the candidates, $20,000. Why is a Wisconsin Supreme Court race 8-10 times more important than the presidential campaign?
Yeah, I mean, the limit on direct donations to candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court or governor are just way out of whack. I mean, you know, you properly said that the amount you can give for your favorite candidate for president is under $3,000, and here it's you know, $20,000. Is it that much more pivotal a position, governor? I mean, it's ridiculous. But who wrote the legislation? The Republicans wrote this legislation. They thought it was going to benefit them. And I think in the long term, it probably will benefit them. I think Democrats shouldn't get the idea that just because Ben Wickler is a better fundraiser than his counterpart at the Republican Party of Wisconsin, that, hey, Democrats and progressives will always be able to beat Republicans at their own game. Not true. There are more conservative millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires out there than there are liberal ones. And this isn't a money game that we're going to win most of the time.
Well, and it somehow is contrary to my progressive values to think, man, let's go buy ourselves a Supreme Court race. Let's be the ones that win the money contest. And of course, I'm not talking about unilateral disarmament. The Democrats shouldn't throw back all their weapons if the Republicans are going to continue to use the same laws on the book. But ultimately, I think it erodes the support of the candidates when they feel like our candidates on the Democratic side are bought and paid for.
It does that. In a real democracy, we all should have an equal voice, and we don't. Our voices are being drowned out by the big and dark money. We should have self-rule in Wisconsin. Our voices are being drowned out by money from outside of Wisconsin. And it's getting to be a joke where the winner is going to be, you know, whether Ben Wickler can speed dial multimillionaires faster than Richard Elon can electronically transfer money into his PACs. I mean, is that really what an election's coming down to in Wisconsin?
George Soros, if you're listening, 844-967-2789. You can Venmo both Dom and I tuition money. We'll take it, man. He is Matt Rothschild. Matt, you got time? Can you stick around a bit longer?
Sure, I'm here.
We are 1 week away from a Supreme Court race. The expenditures have become unsightly, let's just say. And I think it really is what is eroding our democracy. Until we solve this money problem, we don't have a voice. I'm not a billionaire. I don't even want to be a billionaire. I would like to own a few senators, though. Come back, more devils. Matt Rothschild and you.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 26. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely again tomorrow. Highs around 33. Ample sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 18. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, sticking around for one more segment. Matt, thank you for doing so. Before we went to break, some comments. They got to fix the system, right? Well, let me ask you, if Dems took control and somehow you're in the state of Wisconsin, had the ability to enact some legislation, Matt, what would you like it to look like? What do you think is ideal as far as campaign finance is concerned? And number two, how do we, money's like water, man. It just finds a way, So how do we change it to make it reasonable for everyone and then also limit the dark money and or illegal funneling, whatever? How do we do those things, Matt?
Well, the dark money is going to be hard because of U.S. Supreme Court decisions in Citizens United, in McCutcheon, and in a case called Wisconsin Right to Life versus FEC, which said, you can't limit what these so-called issue advocacy groups are spending, and you can't see who their donors are. But there is something we can do about Wisconsin's campaign finance law that was horribly rewritten in 2015. And Senator Chris Larson out of Milwaukee has been a leader among the Democrats in the legislature, proposing in session after session a package of comprehensive campaign finance reform, which would reduce the amount that individuals could give to Supreme Court justices or people running for governor, for that matter, would put a limit on what people could donate to political parties, would restrict or prohibit the transfer of money from those committees to the candidates or parties to the candidates, so you can have the parties acting like laundromats, like you were saying before. And so those would all be very positive steps in the right direction. But the fundamental reform is, and it's a long-term one, I grant you, but it's important to amend the U.S. Constitution and proclaim once and for all that, corporations actually aren't persons, and, money actually isn't speech, and we can pass laws that regulate what's going on during campaigns so that not everybody's voice is drowned out in our democracy. We can do that. And here in Wisconsin, about 169 communities have passed referendums or resolutions in favor of amending the Constitution in that way. And my hat's off to a group called Wisconsin United to Amend, which has done a lot of the good work on this.
Matt Rothschild, they may say you're a dreamer, but you're not the only one. Let me ask you this. I cannot control the outcome with the U.S. Constitution, but a recasting of the Wisconsin Supreme Court 1 week from today could theoretically at least give us a fair fight, because legislatively, it doesn't matter what the Democrats put forth when 2/3 of the seats are controlled by Republicans, because they've already cooked the books, they've already baked the cake, and Democrats, regardless of the number of votes, they get more votes, they get less seats. And while we have a hugely partisan gerrymandered map to Republicans' advantage, of course, all of these things are just aspirational, Matt. Until you've got some control of the legislature, you're never going to control the changing of the campaign finance laws. Because it was Robin Voss and the Republicans that put these in place. It was for the benefit of their team. And I would wonder, will Democrats, if they win control of the House and Senate, the Assembly and the Senate here in Wisconsin, in some future point, would they have the courage to cut those strings from the mega donors and say, you know what, it's for Wisconsin's best interest, even though in the short run we've got the financial advantage as a party?
Well, I hope they would.
Do they ever do the right things, Matt?
Sure. I think, you know, this Supreme Court race is crucial as far as the gerrymandering issue, which you brought up, because it is possible with the new justice that there may be fairer maps drawn. But that's not going to be the end of the story. We're still going to have to convince people in this state who don't agree with us on some of the issues that they should come along with us on some of these issues if there's going to be a progressive majority in the legislature ever. So that's crucially important, too. And I think what you're doing at Civic Media is a step in that direction.
Well, thank you. Matt, do you mind taking a caller or two at 844-967-2789? Constituents around the state, they have inquiring minds, like Stephen from Green Bay. Say hi to our friend Matt Rothschild.
How you doing, Matt? I'm actually a regular caller here on the Devils. So I actually have a statistic for you. And it has nothing to do with elections or Supreme Courts. But it does have to do with the school shooting yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee. And I did some Googling, and so far this year we've had 1,389 school shootings that have killed 398 teens and children. I looked up some other countries, and there's actually a list of this you can find online. And Mexico has had 8 school shootings so far this year, and South Africa has had 6.
Hang on, Stephen. I want to make sure I understood you. Did you say your numbers state that there are over 1,000 school shootings this year in this country?
Yeah, that's the numbers I found.
That seems high. I mean, you're talking about. It just seems high to me, man. But I'll have to look it up. But what's your question? What's your point?
My question is. Matt Flynn had made a comment about how the representative for that area is a Republican, and that he sent out a Christmas card that had his family all holding assault weapons.
Why well, most we of the family. The youngest little girl was holding a book, but yes. The other
was
kids,
it a Bible?
I couldn't tell.
Did she hold it upside down, Trumpian style? Stephen, what is the greater point? We're trying to talk about campaign finance. Is it funding of the NRA, what's the point you'd make with these statistics?
The point I'm trying to make is that we need to get people in our, you know, people in office that aren't, you know, promoting this baloney.
Appreciate your thoughts. Matt, want to give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, I think, you know, Stephen's call is certainly well intentioned, and it is just disgraceful what's been happening in this country with these school shootings. The most recent one yesterday in Nashville is just horrific to watch. And yes, I mean, let's look at the money. I mean, the gun lobby, the NRA, has been a big supporter here in Wisconsin of Republican candidates. Dan Kelly likes to brag about his gun ownership and appeal to gun owners here in Wisconsin. And look, if there's going to be a change in our politics, Stephen's right. We've got to elect people up and down who want to impose sensible regulations on guns. We can't have these high-powered rifles in the hands of anyone who wants to grab them to go into any school and shoot up as many kids as they can possibly kill.
I mean, Matt, there's
it's just horrible.
There's, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to step on that tragic thought. There's an opinion piece at the Washington Post today saying effectively Republicans have won the messaging war on guns, and this is the carnage that has been wrought from that.
They won the messaging, they won the U.S. Supreme Court, too, so we got to change both the message and who sits on our courts.
Well, it starts here in the state of Wisconsin. We got to change the dynamic of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And a lot of dark money, sweet, sweet dark money flowing in to change your opinion, or at least to convince you. Don't vote for that one. They're really bad. Matt Rothschild, you're really good. Thanks for coming around, man. Any final thoughts?
Just vote. Everyone should go out and vote. It's really crucial. It's a crucial election. Don't put your absentee ballot in the mail. Deliver it to the clerk. Now it's too late to put it in the mail.
The encouragement of voting. That sounds very partisan to me.
That's man, appreciate it.
Everyone should vote.
That's a lefty notion if I ever heard one. Come back. The happier happy hour. Right up to the Badger tip-off in the NIT Final Four.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.